the chamber and our members are as optimistic as we have ever been on getting this convention center expansion underway, and I think it's going to happen soon. And, you know, we are just so pleased with the collaboration that we're seeing with our elected leaders in the city and the county. And last week there was a city council meeting. It was on a 8-1 vote that they had also endorsed the Capital Improvement Board mechanism for kind of getting this project underway. So the city council joins the county commissioners, who were unanimous in their support behind it, and the county council, who was unanimous in its support behind it. We'll get, hopefully, Mayor Hamilton will also kind of join forces with the team here and get this project going. And, you know, it's been a long, complex last year or so, as we've had a lot of these discussions, and you know, we've had some really great ideas, I think, that were brought to the table from the city administration and from the county. And so we ultimately, as you mentioned, you know, we examined very closely the different proposals, and we felt, along with the city council and the county commissioners and the county council, that the CIB was in the best interest of the community and kind of getting things moving forward here in the quickest way possible. Again, you know, we have a lot of those concerns with the state legislature and what might happen in the upcoming session. So we really wanted this to get done quickly, and so we're pleased with the timeline at this point. I think there are some differences that still exist between what the commissioners had proposed versus what the city council had ultimately approved through their resolution last week. But I'm really confident that those can be resolved and reconciled, and you know, everybody can kind of agree that this is the way to move forward, and we can just get started. It's what we all want, right?
Absolutely. Let's get this moving. Let's get it rolling along, and we'll try to figure out the best path forward. How important is it with the mayor being on board or not being on board? As we know, he's only going to be in office here for just barely another year.
Well, I think, you know, it would be great to have the mayor on board with this. We want to send a signal out to the community that all of our elected leaders support the convention center and support the expansion of that convention center. It's such an important economic development initiative here in the community. And so, you know, to have all elected leaders, you know, kind of singing from the same sheet of music there, boy, that would be a huge win for the community. And I think that, you know, as you look back to 2017, when I was on the county council and we were having these discussions about the food and beverage tax and the county talking about working with the city and the city talking about partnering with the county to make this happen. I mean, here we are on the brink of it. And, you know, everybody, every elected leader, I think, should consider this a big win, being able to deliver on that promise that we made and that they all made to the community 5-6 years ago, and coming together, city and county, and getting it done. I'm just really proud of that.
And the ball now is in the court. Where? Whose serve is it? What set are we in? And what's the next step in this process? Is it getting the money lined up? Is it getting the? It sounds like the political red tape has been cut.
Well, I hope it has. You know, I think the county commissioners had requested that they hear back from the county council and the city council and the city administration, and wanted to have agreement among all of those groups that this was the way that we're going to move forward. We know that we've heard from three of those groups officially now, there are, again, some differences in the Capital Improvement Board setup, which I think can easily be reconciled between the city and the county. Once all of those agreements are in place from the elected officials, at that point, I think it's going to be really simple. We get the appointments made to the Capital Improvement Board, which is going to be experts in the fields of hospitality, tourism, economic development, and so forth. We get those experts appointed, turn the project over to them, and get the politicians out of it, and we can move forward. And I think that's the quickest way from point A to point B. In other words, going from zero progress to shovels in the ground. Well, before the state legislature can intervene and sunset that food and beverage tax, which is the most important thing that we've got right now, and that's the funding mechanism to make the whole thing happen. And so, you know, the Capital Improvement Board would be able to, you know, do site planning and, you know, look at the various properties that's going to be involved, get bonds in place, and start getting construction underway.
Well, I think those are that's a great roadmap to point out there. So really the next issue is putting this board together and letting them get going, and then we'll worry about what land we're going to use. Then we'll worry. Is that going to muck up the process too, or when we get that board together, do they have a pretty good roadmap, Eric Spoonmore, of what direction they're going? Or is there going to be hurdles down the road? Not that it's going to stop the project, but are we going to get into a land tug of war at this at some point?
Well, I don't think that's likely. I think that you know, these over several decades, the city and the county has had a vision for how they want certain parcels of land in that area to be developed, and that's for convention center expansion. So those pieces of land have been set aside. You know, a lot of this agreement depends on the city and the county transferring those land assets to the Capital Improvement Board, and so that should not be an issue. And I think a lot of the roadmap is already set. You know, we know what we need, we know where we want it to be, and you know, soon we'll have a sense of who those experts are going to be, who will be appointed to the Capital Improvement Board, and it is a very important board. I mean, they have an awful lot of responsibility and decision-making authority on how this expanded convention center is going to look. And I think it's just really brilliant how the appointments were designed, where the county gets three, the city gets three, and then those six individuals appoint a seventh. I mean, how much fairer can you get than that to have, you know, an equal representation of city and county on a project that was sold to the public as, you know, having great collaboration between the two entities. So, you know, really a great compromise, I think. And again, just really proud of the elected officials for being able to work this out.
Now, the city appointments three, county appointments three, Eric Spoonmore, our guest president, Greater Chamber of Commerce here in Bloomington. Who will be these people? Will they be people in the food and beverage world, the construction world, the political world? Can it be anybody?
Well, I think it's up to the elected leaders to determine who those appointments are going to be. So they will be appointed by elected officials. You know, what that makeup looks like, I think it's way too early to tell, but I think you're right. You know, there's certain industries and certain sectors that would make sense to me that we would want to see folks represent on that board. Now, whether that's the finance committee, I mean, obviously we're going to want somebody there who's got a lot of expertise in financing and bonds and that sort of thing. Probably somebody with a lot of expertise in real estate, somebody with a lot of expertise in construction and hospitality and hotel management. So it'll be really interesting, I think, to see how they land on those seven individuals and what the composition of that board is going to look like, because they it'll be a very important role for those folks to get together and make these you know, pretty significant decisions. It's going to impact our downtown for many, many years to come.
And the timeline on this part of these, I don't want to call them elections because they're appointments, but is that something you're hoping to have done first quarter? Is that something you're hoping to have done first order of business when the calendar changes over? What's the vision? So when people come up to me on the street and say, when is this going to get done? I said, be patient. We got to do some things first. When will we start seeing that stuff develop?
Well, I hope as soon as possible. You know, we're going to have the agreements in place with all the elected officials on, you know, this is being the plan. We're really close for that to happen. And then, you know, hopefully, within the first quarter, we've got a Capital Improvement Board that is set up and ready to go.
And that's the exciting part of this. I think what did the commissioner said, hey, we'd love to hear from everybody by the first of the year on their agreement. So that's our first set of business. And then hopefully the dominoes start moving from that point forward.
I'll also say that there was at the city council meeting the other night, there was it was a 3-hour debate on do we want to do a capital improvement board or a 501c3 mechanism that would kind of be city controlled with all the appointments going to the city. And I'll say that the thinking and the thought that was put in to all of these proposals was just terrific. And, all the credit in the world to the mayor, who is a big thinker, and that's good. We need political figures and public leaders to have these big ideas. And you look at some of the things that Mayor Hamilton has done with this city, and I think this big thinking of his is going to be a big part of his legacy here. Citywide broadband, huge. Some of the infrastructure projects that we've seen here in the community are just, so impressive. The Hopewell project, the convention center plan with the 501c3, these are all things that, involved a great deal of thought. At the end of the day, I think we had to land on, what we thought the entire community could kind of get behind and get us from point A to point B the quickest. And so, not to say that a 501c3 was a bad idea at all, but it was just kind of a difference of opinions on what's going to get us there the quickest.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the president of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. You've also been busy in other fun stuff. Heck, you had who was in for? Didn't you guys have a big Aaron Houchin in town earlier in the month?
We did, yeah. We had our Federal Focus event, which featured Aaron Houchin at Ivy Tech, and so she came and gave some remarks and on how she sees her first term kind of shaping up in the 118th Congress. So it was great for the community to hear from her, and we look forward to welcoming our congressional representative back to the chamber in future years. And so that was nice. We also confirmed here that we'll be having a visit from Governor Holcomb in the first quarter of 2023. We don't have a specific date yet, but we're working with his office. Governor hasn't been to Bloomington in, I think, 4 years.
I was
going to
ask you that.
So
yeah, he doesn't have much time left either, so he better hurry up. And
so we're excited to welcome him back and hear from him and a lot of the different economic development news and things that he's been working on. We had a terrific holiday party and business after hours last Thursday. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. Was getting over COVID again, but had a full recovery from that. But from the pictures and from all the feedback that we received, boy, it was a fantastic event that was at the Old National Bank Kirkwood branch. If you know Scott Shishman, he's very involved in very involved in the community, and he did a great job, very generous with hosting the chamber over there, and it looked like a great party. So I was sad to miss out on that.
Well, let's get you healthy. That's more you and the mayor both having COVID here recently. So we'll
a lot of COVID going around right now. A lot of flu, a lot of RSV. It's we really haven't had. This is the first year in since 2019 where people have been masked, not really wearing a lot of masks during the holiday season. So it's no, I guess it's no surprise that we're seeing a lot of sickness right now. But I was very fortunate. It came on quick. It dissipated quickly, and it was a very uneventful recovery. So,
that's why we hope everybody gets vaccinated, because then you don't get the bad stuff. It doesn't mean you're not going to get it. It just means you don't get the worst of the worst. So that's
exactly. Yep.
And you're living proof. That's that's always good. I'm glad you're feeling better. We know the calendar is getting ready to turn here quickly, and when we get back the first week of the new year, you're going to have your legislative preview on January 6th. Now, that's open to all chamber members, obviously, but you have mm-hmm. time to become a chamber member. What do you do at the legislative preview? Who are your guests? What do we hear? What, for people who aren't familiar with this, what are you going to expect on that afternoon?
Yeah, legislative preview really kind of kicks off the year for us, and it involves our area legislators who come and give our members a preview of what's going to be happening in the upcoming legislative session. So, you know, we're expecting a lot of things to happen. It's a budget year in the General Assembly. They're sitting on a huge surplus of dollars up there. There's a lot of competing needs in the state right now. There's a lot of things the business community is interested in. There's a lot of things that folks in education are interested in. So the General Assembly is going to have a lot of tough decisions to make this time of year. And I think we may very well start to see some of that huge surplus starting to be spent on much needed services and things here in the state that people have been asking for a long time. So just kind of remains to be seen on what those items are going to be. We'll certainly be advocating for, you know, the things that will help businesses thrive and make our community stronger, and keeping a close eye on the legislature over the next few months. But so we'll hear from several of our area legislators and kind of get their insights on what they expect, and that'll be on January 6th at the Mill.
At the Mill. Okay, very good. And again, if you're not a member, you can either A, join to be a member, or you can still buy a ticket, correct? There's multiple ways to get into this.
So this would be a member-only event.
Oh, well, there you go. Then you better get a membership.
Yep.
You better be like my buddy Jordan Davis. You better get over there and join the crew.
Right, right. And we're at about 850 members right now, but we're always accepting new members. And I think, you know, anytime somebody joins the Chamber of Commerce, they are making a very strong statement that they care about this community, and they recognize that business has a real role to play in the quality of life that we should all deserve here in the greater Bloomington area. So it's an important group, and we look forward to bringing more into the fold for sure.
And Eric Spoonmore is our guest this afternoon. And just a couple other things before I let you get back to your holiday season and feeling better. Did you see the same headline that I did about how Indiana might start studying whether to get rid of the state income tax or not? Have you seen that yet? I don't want to.
I saw some of that, yeah.
Yeah, that made me itch a little bit. I mean, who doesn't want – nobody wants to pay taxes, but we want all these great services. It's really hard to have it both ways.
It's a little bit of a trade-off now. You know, we that won't do anything for the increase of local income taxes that we had here just recently in Bloomington, Monroe County. But the proposal for the state income tax, I think it's like 3.5%, is and it's a flat tax. Kind of interesting. But you know, this is a very tax averse state, and I guess it doesn't surprise me that they're looking at ways to reduce taxes.
Tax averse and a lot of surplus as well. That's another interesting
part. A lot of surplus, yeah.
So we're going to, all right. I'll take a deep breath. Next business after hours, we'll do that on January 19th. I'll talk to you before we do all of that. So we'll get caught up in the new year before that goes on for sure. What else am I missing this time of year? What business do you tie up at this end of the year? Just, again, thanking your membership, getting ready for the 2023 calendar on your end is probably big and ready to go, I bet.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're gearing up for a really big year. We're going to be doing some new things. We're going to be bringing back some old things like the golf outing.
Oh,
and
nice.
Be in May. So make sure you get your team set up for that. Those are going quick. So we'll have that. We're going to kind of redesign how we do our primetime event. So that's no longer going to be out at the fairgrounds, but we're going to be at beautiful Switchyard Park for that event, which we're excited about. And we've got some surprises in store, too, for some new events as well. And I should probably keep that a little bit of a secret till we get a little bit further into 2023 before we release too many details on that. But I do want to say, as we head into this weekend of some very concerning forecasts, and outlook for the weather. Thanks so much to our first responders, to our law enforcement, to our police officers, firefighters, EMTs who are going to be out there in the elements. They're going to be very busy working to keep people safe, and we cannot have enough public safety in a community. Safety comes first, and we just, here at the Chamber of Commerce, we appreciate those folks so much for what they do. Also, the unsung heroes, the line workers who will be dealing with all the ice and things that bring these power lines down and out in those frigid temperatures and making sure that the power's on, and the healthcare workers. So thanks so much. They are truly essential for our quality of life here and the things that we have to have in order to thrive as a community. So just wanted to make sure I got that message out there.
How'd you do on the television the other day? Was that good?
WFIU, it was a convention center.
Well, yeah, report. You did that in Indianapolis, too. WXIN, you were all over the place.
Yeah, had an interview with them as well too, and you know it's always nice to be able to share some insights, and you know I'm glad that the chamber is a voice that people want to hear from you. We've been in this community for 108 years, and we've been an institution here, and we want to make a difference. We want to make a positive difference, and so always happy to provide any insight when we can.
Excellent. We'll do that coming back in January. We'll have you back on. We'll get ready for the first, few weeks, because you've got some events coming up in January and in February that we need to make everybody aware of. And, the tourism, the convention side of things, all places for growth. And, it sounds like we're heading in the right direction, my friend.
I think we are.
Yeah. And it'll be exciting to see what 2023 brings. And as I couldn't agree with you more, let's hope everybody gets this together. Let's get it built. Let's get it going. Then we'll worry about some of the other little things. But you can only talk about – people only believe theory for mono what? Monorail? No, build it. Let's get it in there. Let's add to it already a great thing and keep the state off our back as well. So that would be those are great things. To you and yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Have a very safe stay warm this week, and that's a great point as well. We're trying to tell everybody all the things that could be happening so our friends in first responder safety world don't have to work as hard.
Right.
Let's be smart and enjoy the time with your family, and I hope to see you over the break, and we'll talk coming up in January, my friend. Thank you.
Likewise. Happy holidays, Glass. Have a great one, and we'll talk soon, okay?